I guess I'd like to start off with you just to find out how all of this came to be, if you would.
Well, I had some involvement in the past in independent restaurant groups. Hold on, I'll tell you what, I'm going to move my location real quick.
Okay.
So you can hear me better. I've a background in dealing with some independent restaurants in the past, and obviously moved here and opened a restaurant. And after a couple of years of looking, it's just there's such a great group of independent restaurants here in town. And, you know, I got together with some of the other restaurants, and we quickly figured out that there's certainly strength in numbers, and that we, you know, instead of working independently as we have for years, if we come together and work together to, you know, brand and promote ourselves, that that there's great value in that. And started with just, you know, a couple conversations with a couple restaurateurs, and about, you know, 8 or 9 months later, we're having our event today, officially formed and everything.
I was about to ask you, you're starting off, if you will, with 23 restaurants. What was the tipping point where you said, okay, I think we've got enough on board where we can move forward with this?
You know, almost immediately. I mean, the very first time I think we met with 5 or 6 different people, just kind of co-acquaintances and friends, and just said, hey, do we think this is a good idea? And I mean, everybody at the table was like, this is a wonderful idea. This is something we really, really need to do. So we knew that we would have some momentum. I guess I set the goal somewhere around, you know, 12 to 15 restaurants minimum. And when we got to the point where we had a second and a third meeting, it was the same consensus. Everybody that came was really fired up and on board. That's not to say everybody joined, but, you know, everybody bought into the potential value of the group. So it was pretty quick that we knew that we could put something together. It took, you know, a little bit more time than maybe expected, but, you know, restaurant people aren't the easiest people to gather together. So
you're a little busy sometimes, I know.
Correct.
you mentioned in your news release, you say you want to work together to promote and protect the culinary sense of place created by local restaurants. Expand on that concept. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, these restaurants, the coolest fact that we've kind of come up with for these restaurants is we have a combined 22 restaurants. There's a combined longevity in the market of about 220 years. I mean, that's super, super impressive. There's also lots of other independent restaurants here in town that come to mind very quickly that have been here for a long time. And what it really means is that, you know, if you think about Bryan College Station and you think about coming to town and some of the places you may want to go out to, you know, I think a lot of people think of, you know, the chicken, or they think of C&J's Barbecue, or they think of J. Cody's or Madden's or somewhere that they've been, somewhere that's local and that really you can't find anywhere else. And we believe that, you know, there's a real culture involved with independent restaurants, and that if you come to Bryan College Station, let's say you had, you know, breakfast at McDonald's and lunch at Chili's and dinner at, you know, Cheddar's, you know, you may have missed out a little bit on some of the culture and the culinary sense of place that, in this town.
You say that, or the way the promotion's going to start off, at least, is there'll be a card. It's a free card that people can get. They'll earn points that are redeemable. How do they track those points? How do they keep up with what they're eligible for?
What's really cool, it's a card just like a Kroger card or any you know, frequent type of card. It's a magnetic strip. You can also access it with your phone number, and you go to any of our restaurants, and it's a point system. You actually get $1 for every point that you get. Once you get 150, you get points, and for every 150 points you get $10 added to the card. So if you go into one of our restaurants and you want to know the balance on your card, we can run a balance and give it to you. When we add points to your card, we'll give you a receipt back. It'll tell you how many points you have at that time and how many dollars you have. And you can build those dollars up over time, or you can cash them in as you get them. So if you want to build up $50 and go have a really nice dinner at Madden's, you can do that. If you want to build it up to $10 and go get a salad or a sandwich at Blue Baker, you can do that as well.
And is it the same? I guess then the points will work the same at all the restaurants?
Correct.
All right. And I noticed on here that one of the things that stuck out to me as far as in the qualifications, it says that the restaurant must promote a quality, healthy, and clean image in the market. What does that mean in terms of the parameters that an establishment has to meet to be a part of Taste of BCS?
Really, the parameters for us are that they just have to be nominated by an existing restaurant and approved by the board. That's probably more language that was off of the kind of general website. So we don't sit back and judge folks. We just, you know, make sure that somebody in our group suggests them to the group and that they're operating, you know, and kind of a part of that local culture. So we've never denied a restaurant. We don't actually think of any restaurants we would ever deny. And actually a big part of our success will be, you know, restaurants that come and want to get involved as we move forward.
In terms of marketing this, are you going to have decals that restaurants can put on their doors or that can be, something that can be displayed, some sort of signage?
We are, and a lot of us will be adding it to our menus. I'm reprinting menus, for instance, and we'll have the logo at the bottom of the menu. Eventually we will have a pretty good budget to work with. So we'll be able to co-brand ourselves in things like travel guides, possibly billboards, certainly the Convention and Travelers Bureau. I mean, just all over town where we can combine our dollars, put all our logos on something and really promote ourselves as, hey, if you're looking for local, you know, you may want to try one of these restaurants.
Now, how does it work if you have somebody that perhaps owns a restaurant that would be considered regional, but the owner, if you will, is local? Are they eligible, or is this strictly for something that's owned and operated locally and maybe they have multiple locations, but it's all right here in the Brazos Valley?
Correct. It has to all be right here in the Brazos Valley. And I think there's one message, you didn't directly ask me about, but I think people kind of jump to the conclusion pretty quick that, hey, you guys are kind of against the chains. And that's quite the opposite of what we're really about. I mean, our message is really about independence, culinary sense of place. You know, we all work really, really hard in our restaurants, and for years and years we've all worked independently of one another, and we don't really have that support structure that, you know, a chain restaurant might have, or the marketing dollars or whatever. So it's not about us being against chains at all. As a matter of fact, they serve a purpose. Those people work and provide jobs. It's really just more of us being able to band together to create our own support structure and market ourselves together. So it's kind of strength in numbers kind of deal, but no negative connotation in terms of, you know, hey, we don't think you should, you know, you should dine out. And quite frankly, we definitely say, you know, purchase locally when you can, but that's not our number one message. We all probably buy stuff that's not local as well. And, you know, our message isn't to be out there and be hypocritical. It's really just, hey, these restaurants, you know, really make up this culinary sense of place in the market. We're local, we're independent, we're unique. Sometimes we tend to be higher quality. We tend to have owners in the buildings. You know, service levels sometimes are better. And we believe that we can brand ourselves.